This next one goes out to all you Vermont history buffs. This month, our people-powered podcast, Brave Little State, answers a listener question about those crooked upstairs windows you sometimes see on Vermont houses. Some people call them witch windows.
My name's Aaron Troncoso from Burlington, and my question is, what's the history of Vermont's witch windows, and why do they only exist in Vermont?
Reporter Amy Noyes has the story.
You might have seen this architectural oddity on an old Vermont farmhouse, even if you didn't know what to call it.
It's the crooked window tucked up under the eaves in the gable end, so the triangular part of the roof, and it's just tucked in there at a crazy angle.
This is Devin Coleman. He's the state architectural historian at Vermont's Division for Historic Preservation, and he says there's superstitious lore behind the name Witch Window.
The story is that a witch on a broomstick can't fly through a crooked window opening, which I guess, you know, physically is true, but it's the only crooked window in the whole house, and if I were a witch, I would just use one of the other vertical windows.
Then there's another theory that doesn't quite add up.
You'll also hear them referred to as coffin windows. The idea being that it's difficult to maneuver a coffin with a body from the second floor down to the first floor on these narrow staircases, so slide it out through the window and down the roof, which does not seem any easier. And if you think about it, you wouldn't carry a coffin upstairs to put a body in it. You would bring the body downstairs and put it in the coffin on the first floor. So I don't think that holds a lot of truth there.
I'm not totally convinced that that was the actual origin of the window. Maybe another convenient use of the window once it was developed.
Britta Ton is an architectural historian in the Burlington area. And indeed, Devin Coleman says the real origin of the witch window is probably much less interesting.
My interpretation as an architectural historian is that it's simply a really practical New England response to the need to get daylight and fresh air into a second-story room.
I think they're just a really great piece of vernacular Vermont architecture that really kind of points to how unique Vermont is and how resourceful farmers were.
You'll often see a witch window above a one-story addition to an old farmhouse.
And typically, if you're adding on a wing to a house, you're covering up windows. So you'll have an extra window sitting around, and why not just angle it and tuck it in that little section of wall space, and you're done.
In a word?
Frugality.
As to why the windows are only found in Vermont, well, they aren't.
It's not specific to Vermont. I think it's more prevalent, but you do find them in rural areas in New Hampshire and Maine and other parts of New England.
In other places, they're simply referred to as crooked or angled windows. That being said, both Devin Coleman and Britta Ton agree that the highest concentration of witch windows is in 19th century farmhouses in north central Vermont. And Coleman says we might be the only ones to call them witch windows and tell those stories associated with the name.
It seems like the witch window in that explanation might be unique to Vermont, because none of my colleagues in other states had ever heard that and thought it was an interesting theory.
Around here, they're also called Vermont windows and lazy windows. And of course, there's endless fun to be had with the question of which. Get ready for an architectural history joke.
Someone, a tourist, will be driving by and ask the local, hey, why does that window look so funny in that house? And the local will say, which window? And the tourist says, okay, great, thanks. And they drive off.
I hadn't heard that one.
That answer was brought to you by Amy Noyes. To hear the rest of our Vermont history episode, search Brave Little State in your NPR One app and tap to listen to the latest episode. The music you heard in this segment was by David Saitsday and Poddington Bear. Brave Little State has support from the VPR Journalism Fund and Up Mountain Switchel.